Greetings. I speak with you now briefly about the evening we had at the dinner at the restaurant with Michael. Part of my reluctance to speak about this was a dinner that all of you have had at different points with Michael, and not unlike what we had that evening, only with a different outcome. Meeting Michael for dinner after a full day at his workshop was a treat. We had planned this evening for some time, a quiet evening set aside to connect away from the hustle and the bustle of the crowd of the day. It had been too long since our last chat on one continent or another. It was a regular dinner chat, but also more important. We knew, even not knowing what lay ahead that evening, that our time was very precious and short. Michael filled us in on his latest projects, his travels, his writing, his excitement with the startup of the Adelaide Narrative Therapy Center. He spoke of the many places and people he had seen, and his admiration for the work that was being done in narrative communities around the world. Michael spoke of his hope to travel less in the coming years and return to flying for pleasure when he was piloting the plane. He spoke with us about his pride, about his daughter and her recent commitment ceremony. We offered a toast to them, to love, to friendship, and to being together in this moment. Being the center of the spotlight was a disquieting place for Michael. Even while he was telling of his plans for the coming years, he deflected the attention from himself. Interspersed with his stories were the questions, Michael's questions, about our lives, about what mattered to us. Regular exchanges that happened in any conversation that you've had with him as well, and any conversation that happens in good friendship. But with Michael, it was always more. We picked up on where we last let off and spoke of what was most important. It was the kind of conversation that didn't allow for a lot of fluff or a lot of wasted words. At the start of the evening at the restaurant, John and I greeted Michael, having done so once earlier in the day, with an exchange of hugs. We jokingly commented with Michael on our greed at having a second hug in one day. Michael responded us by telling us, "We have to keep on giving each other hugs because we never know when the next one is coming." These prophetic words have stayed with me, shifting in form and meaning. They resonated with a different meaning the following day, weeks later, and still today I hold close to these words. Hugs as moment of connection and acknowledgement about what is shared, what is honored, and what is loved between people. Knowing that these moments are fleeting, we need to catch them and hold them with both arms. Holding such moments as precious affirms relationship and holds Michael's words to the light. This light shines on the path as I move forward, remembering Michael. Thank you.